This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Intel will get CHIPS Act funding to support its U.S. manufacturing efforts. Meta previewed Fediverse sharing for Threads. And Overwatch 2 players won't have to pay or grind through a battle pass to unlock new heroes. It's Wednesday, March 20th, and this is Engadget News. Intel is getting a huge boost from the U.S. government under the CHIPS and Science Act. The company could get up to $8.5 billion in direct funding from the government, according to the preliminary agreement it has reached with the Department of Commerce. That money will go towards the chipmaker's efforts to expand its manufacturing facilities in the United States, particularly plants designed to make leading-edge semiconductor chips meant for use in AI and other advanced applications. The government's investment is expected to support Intel projects across four states, including the construction of two new leading-edge logic fabrication facilities and the modernization of another one in Chandler, Arizona, as well as the construction of two more fabs in New Albany, Ohio. It will also help Intel modernize two existing fabs in Rio Rancho, New Mexico, and expanded facilities in Hillsboro, Oregon. The government's $8.5 billion funding will augment the company's $100 billion investment in U.S. manufacturing over the next 5 years. And in case the company needs more money, it can borrow up to $11 billion from the U.S. under the agreement. The Biden administration signed the CHIPS and Science Act into law back in 2022 in hopes of fostering domestic semiconductor research and manufacturing and of lessening American companies' reliance in Chinese suppliers. This is the administration's fourth CHIPS investment, and it's the largest yet. If you combine Intel's own money with the government's funding, this is one of the biggest investments announced in U.S. semiconductor manufacturing overall. Back in February, the government also announced that it was granting global foundries with $1.5 billion in funding under the CHIPS Act to help the AMD spinoff build new fab facilities. Intel's projects in those aforementioned regions are expected to create 20,000 construction and 10,000 manufacturing jobs. Meta is continuing its slow march toward compatibility with the Fediverse. The company has been experimenting with making posts from a handful of accounts available on Mastodon since the end of last year. Now it's offered a brief preview of how the integration works and what it might look like once more people have the ability to share from Threads directly to the Fediverse. Instagram engineer Peter Cottle gave a short presentation on Threads in the Fediverse at FediForum, a virtual event for decentralized social media enthusiasts. In the demo, Cottle explains how Threads users will be able to opt into Fediverse sharing and offered some insight into how Meta is thinking about its role in the Fediverse. In a short video demo, first spotted by The Verge, Cottle shows off a new account setting called Fediverse Sharing. As the name suggests, the menu will enable users to make their posts viewable from Mastodon and other platforms that use ActivityPub. Notably, it appears to also come with lengthy disclaimers explaining exactly what that will mean for their content. Visually, the Fediverse will be represented on Threads by an icon that looks a bit like a planet. Cottle explained that users who have enabled Fediverse sharing will have the symbol viewable on their profiles and that they'll see an indication in the app's composer if a post will be visible in the Fediverse. Cottle also confirmed that only public-facing accounts will have the ability to share to the Fediverse. He also noted that users will have a 5-minute window before posts go live in order to make any changes or edits, as Threads cannot guarantee a deleted Threads post is also deleted from the Fediverse. The demo comes as Meta has started to add a few more accounts to its Fediverse sharing experiment. Right now, Mastodon users can follow Instagram chief Adam Mosseri and a handful of other Threads users, but the company has not provided any update on when the functionality will be more widely available. Cottle's demo also didn't delve into how sharing from Mastodon and other ActivityPub-enabled services into Threads might work. But Cottle's demo is another sign that Meta is taking the growing momentum for decentralized social media seriously.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Blizzard is finally making it easier to unlock new heroes in Overwatch 2. Now, this is big news as players regularly complain about how difficult it is to obtain new characters in the live service shooter. Currently, people get new heroes by paying for and grinding through a battle pass, buying them outright, or waiting until they become available as a reward for winning a certain number of games. Well, that changes with the forthcoming Season 10, as the company will make new and old heroes available for free to all players. This not only pertains to Venture, a new hero created for Season 10, but all of the game's previously released heroes. New players will still have to complete the intro, but once the heroes from the original Overwatch roster have been unlocked, all Overwatch 2 heroes will also become available. This will even extend to future heroes. The entire roster of Overwatch 2 characters will be playable in all game modes when Season 10 officially begins this April. And this is just one change coming to how the game handles its Battle Pass. As suggested by director Aaron Keller in a video, Blizzard is also going to start selling Mythic skins that were previously available only through a paid Battle Pass, though pricing and availability is still up in the air. In addition, Overwatch coins, the game's dominant currency, will soon be easier to earn. Right now, people accrue coins by accessing a premium battle pass, completing weekly challenges, or buying them outright. In Season 10, they'll become available in the free tracks of the game's battle pass system. Fans will be able to earn up to 600 coins per season for free, up from 540. Finally, there's a new in-game competition called Clash, which was first announced at last year's BlizzCon. This team-based PvP mode features 5 points lined up in a row, and the first team that captures all 5 points or reaches a maximum score wins. It looks like the full Clash mode won't launch alongside Season 10, but will come later this year and will include 2 dedicated maps. Thanks for listening. There's more to these stories and additional articles at Engadget.com. This episode featured journalism by senior editor Carissa Bell and contributors Mariella Moon and Lawrence Bonk, and was produced by Spoken Layer. Enjoy your day. I'll be back tomorrow with more tech news from Engadget.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.